Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. A recent survey conducted by polling institute ILRES in collaboration with RTL has revealed a significant decline in trust in the United States among Luxembourg residents, alongside strong support for increased defence spending in the Grand Duchy. A staggering 80% of respondents stated that the US is not, or is no longer, a trustworthy ally. The survey also revealed that 73% of respondents support Luxembourg increasing its defence spending, a figure nearly identical to recent polling in Germany. A person was injured late last night after falling onto the train tracks and being hit by a train in Ollingen. Emergency services were deployed to the scene to take care of the injured person. It's not known how or why the person ended up on the tracks. More than 4,000 people, both EU and non-EU citizens, have been deported in the last 4 years from Luxembourg. The reasons cited for the deportations were on the grounds that those people either represented a threat to public security or were an unreasonable burden on the state. In world news, 25% tariffs have come into force on all US steel and aluminium imports. Earlier this morning, the European Commission launched a package of countermeasures on US imports into the EU, targeting a variety of American products, ranging from boats to bourbon to Harley-Davidson motorbikes. The move comes in response to what the EU deems as unjustified and disruptive tariffs imposed by Washington, which took effect at midnight. US officials are preparing for a trip to Moscow with the hope that Russia will agree to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Ukraine. After 8 hours of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine backed the proposal. President Zelensky described it as a positive step. British police have arrested on suspicion of manslaughter the captain of a ship that crashed into a tanker in the North Sea, sparking a massive blaze and leaving one crew member missing, presumed dead. Investigations have already started into what led the cargo ship to strike the tanker carrying jet fuel for the US military. And Portugal's centre-right government has collapsed as Prime Minister Luís Montenegro lost a confidence vote triggered by a scandal over his family business. His defeat will lead to Portugal's third election in less than 4 years as the country faces pressure to boost defence spending and is roiled by a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment that has energised the far right. For more on these stories and for the latest updates and news, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain held their nerve to beat Liverpool 4-1 on penalties and reach the Champions League quarter-finals, while Bayern Munich, Barcelona and Inter Milan also secured their spots in the last eight. Today, Atletico plays against Real Madrid. You can watch this game on RTL Today at 9 p.m. with a live ticker coverage. Other matches include LOSC Lille versus Dortmund, Aston Villa playing Club Brugge and Arsenal against PSV Eindhoven. And in tennis, Russia's Daniil Medvedev has beaten Tommy Paul 6-4, 6-0 to reach the quarterfinals at Indian Wells, where he's vying to improve on runner-up finishes. He now faces France's Arthur Fils. Meanwhile, women's defending champion Iga Swiatek produced another brutally efficient 6-1, 6-1 victory over Karolina Mukova. She now faces China's Zheng Qinwen for a place in the semi-finals.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's a very cloudy day with a spot of sunshine in the late afternoon. Also be ready for a few periods of mild rain throughout the day. Temperatures are a bit lower in the morning. We're expecting 3 to 5 degrees, going up all the way to 7 to 9 degrees as the maximum for the day.